I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. The Taliban in Afghanistan recently came out with another restriction. Afghan women are now banned from education in nursing and midwifery, the last open door for women's education in the country. This ban is due to the Taliban's strict interpretation of Sharia law, pushing women further into the shadows of Afghan society. Nehemiah with FMI explains.
According to the United Nations report last year, Afghanistan requires an addition 18,000 midwives to effectively meet its healthcare needs. This shortage is aggravated by the nation's alarming high maternal mortality rate, one of the worst globally.
Ask God to comfort Afghan women and restore their freedoms. Pray also for Taliban members to know Christ. And about 70 million people in the world are deaf, yet most deaf are still considered unreached by the gospel. Mark Stedman of Wycliffe Associates explains why.
The deaf have largely been overlooked by the church. Not through any lack of care, I think it's more just an ignorance and not understanding of the need.
One of the greatest needs for deaf believers is the Bible in their heart language.
We have been assisting deaf churches around the globe with creating sign language scripture now for close to a decade.
This year, the ministry launched an app for the deaf to watch and download the translations. The New Testament has been completed in 7 sign languages and over 30 more are in progress. Learn how you can help in our full story at missionnews.org.
So I would love for folks to download the app, check it out, tell their friends about it, and then think about becoming a prayer and financial partner in the work of Bible translation with Wycliffe Associates.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.